Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have with us Melissa Nuevez, and she's brand manager at Antron. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for talking to our listeners. Let's see, you've been in this position now. I know you came from Gore, or the company that makes Gore-Tex, and you've been, what, about 2 years? Has it been 2 years?
It's been just about a year and a half here with Envista in Kennesaw.
Okay. And you actually came down from, where were you with Gore?
Well, let's see, I was actually with GE Energy for a couple of years working on their environmental portfolio. And that was out in Kansas City. And prior to that, I was with W.L. Gore working on the Gore-Tex brand out of Elkton, Maryland.
Okay. And I know your husband's a chef, but anyway, we'll get to the reason I called. The reason I called, you know, NeoCon was just last week, and I wanted to know how the show went for you guys.
Well, Kemp, we had a terrific show this year. Hope all your listeners had a chance to stop by and see our space. We just had a lot of great news coming out this year. Brand new showroom, completely renovated. Really excited about that. I mean, every year, Envista has done a terrific job of redefining its space for a new experience for designers. This year, we took a fresh approach, literally blew up the space down to the bare walls and ceiling, and created not just a beautifully designed space, but a very functionally purposeful space. We were using it as a platform to launch a new seminar program. We will be hosting, within the second half of 08, a minimum of 12 seminars designed to educate new designers and architects around how to specify carpet. So if you've had a chance to see the space, you'd be able to see it's both inspirational as well as educational. And the idea is we want to bring folks into this environment and teach them the important points around specifying carpet, of course, where the Antron brand fits into that specification, and also provide an opportunity to experience some of the many great mill styles that are produced with Antron carpet fiber.
Well, I got to admit, just, you know, talking about the space itself, it made you want to come in and see what was going on, because as you walked by from the common hall and looked in, you could see all the way through with all that glass to the back, and it was well done from a designer perspective, because you had all that accent color and you had a lot of kind of curious looking things that made people want to come in and see, now what is this? So I got to admit, it was well done. And you actually worked with Design Collaboratives out of Chicago on that, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We worked with Maribeth Rampola, one of the principals of that firm, and a lot of young designers on that team that, you know, was really great for us, because we were really designing this space to resonate with younger designers. So we actually had people on the team that were part of that demographic and brought their sense and sensibility into the realization of the space.
Well, I got to hand it to you. I mean, they also did Johnsonite's booth. They've done that for several years. They're very talented. So good
very,
choice there.
Very much so. I mean, one of the coolest elements in the space was just this huge wall. It took up, you know, probably two-thirds of one side of the showroom. And what we were able to showcase there were mill carpet styles featuring Antron carpet fiber. And we had 132 18-by-18-inch samples. So it was an opportunity for specifiers to come into their space, learn about Antron fiber, but more importantly, learn where they could go find Antron fiber in beautifully styled carpets. So we were just so proud to have 132 styles up on the walls from all of our associated mills, with good signage, so you knew what mill it came from, you knew the style name, and of course you knew what Antron fibers were featured within those styles. So that was a really great feature of the space.
And you guys had, I think, a record number of new carpet styles that were introduced at NeoCon. I think it was a record number that had your fiber in it, right?
We did. Last year in 2007, we broke 200. And this year, in kind of a soft market, we were real proud to be able to introduce 206 styles that our affiliated mills will be bringing out this year featuring Antron carpet fiber.
Let's talk a little bit about, from a product standpoint, what was new with you guys. I think you added some colors to your Lumina line. You went from 200 to 225, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, what's interesting is last year we really began a dynamic build-out of our Lumina solution dyed color line. And what you saw in the 206 mill styles that were introduced this year was a lot of that new Lumina color story come to life. So we've continued that color build-out this year, as you said, 25 colors, and this is where we expanded into richer blues and greens and purples. Now, it's important to note that there was a lot of color science that went into that build-out. When you think about hue and chroma and value, as you design a carpet in one colorway, it's often somewhat difficult to translate that into different colorways because of the nuances and chroma and value and so forth. So the theory that went into our color line development took those nuances into consideration to enable mills to design carpet styles and translate them easily into colorways without having to compromise on any of the values between the tones.
How do you come up with what colors to come up with?
Well, you know, from a number of places. You know, we do color point of view research every year and have done that, I believe, for about 23 years now. Mm-hmm. This year, we reached out to our Latin American associates selling Antron carpet fiber in South America and got some input from them and correlated it with input we received from about 25 design firms here in the States, asking for their color point of view from the various market segments. We kind of compile that research, we reach out to the color marketing group, understand their point of view, and then percolate that through our own internal experts to come up with a future look at trends.
That sounds like a pretty extensive process. Well, let's move. One of the things, a key reason that I really wanted to talk to you, is I'm doing a series this week of the people who won Best of Neocon Awards. You guys actually won one. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Best of Neocon Award?
We did. I mean, last year we won for our color line build out, which was terrific. And this year we were so proud to win for our other news announcement, which was introduction of 50 colors within our Lumina color line, and they contain 25% recycled content.
This is somewhat of an environmental award then, isn't it?
Well, for us it certainly is. I mean, it's part of our overall environmental story. You know, being Antron, one of the most recognized brands for performance in carpet fiber, we like to say that sustainability begins with carpets that last. We provide a carpet fiber that enables mills to build carpets that can stay on the floor longer and look newer longer. So that's a key element. But also we fully recognize the need of the industry to use recycled content in their offerings. And to that end, what we did was looked at our entire Lumina portfolio of colors and selected the top 50 that were the most popular colors within the line. We also correlated that with a sensibility around what would a color family look like that could work together. So in other words, you could work within these 50 colors and create a beautiful carpet with 25% recycled content. So these are all running line colors, and when you order from these 50 colors, they will be shipped with 25% recycled content.
Were you limited to darker colors? Because a lot of this recycling effort, you know, you kind of have to go, based on what you are recycling, you have to go to a darker tones. Were you able to also have bright colors in the 50 that you picked?
Well, you know, Kemp, that's what our greatest innovation was in our 25% recycled content offering. We were able to produce recycled content fibers in very light tones, as well as some very brilliant and vibrant colors. So we have blues, we have sparkling greens, we have very light tans, and many hues and values in between. So it really is a colorful palette. And in fact, the judges, when we received our Best of Neocon Product Innovation Award, did indicate that they selected the product line because of its ability to demonstrate beautiful design can come from recycled content materials.
Well, congratulations on that. I think there's one other item that we probably should address as quickly as we can. You have third-party certification as EPP. Why don't you explain that real quickly if you can?
Sure. Antron Carpet Fiber was the first and is the only carpet fiber certified as an environmentally preferred product. And we recently were recertified, so this is our fourth certification now, for Antron carpet fiber. And, you know, EPP comes out of a presidential directive, I think it was from the Clinton administration, in 92 that basically recognizes products as environmentally preferable based on five areas of evaluation. And that's product manufacturing, resource conservation, human health impacts, end-of-life responsibility, and product performance. So through an evaluation of those five criteria, the product was deemed environmentally preferable, and that data documentation was done through a third party. This year, we worked with Balstead Consulting and conducted a global life cycle analysis of all of our manufacturing facilities that produce Antron carpet fiber that provided the third-party validated data that enabled us to submit for and then ultimately receive our EPP certification.
Well, it sounds like you've been validated, so congratulations with that. Was it fourth time you've had that?
Fourth time, correct.
One last question I want to ask, just based on the traffic you had last year and this year, did you see any dip at all, or was it about the same? Or what can you tell us from a Neocon show attendance perspective?
Well, you know, we were, it's an interesting question, and we're still kind of looking at the numbers. We did have higher traffic than we did last year. I do believe that was attributable to the buzz created around our redesigned showroom.
Yeah.
But looking at show attendance overall, I felt that Monday was much more active than it had been in the past. I also felt Tuesday afternoon and, of course, into Wednesday was much lighter. I suspect when the tallies are done, we'll feel an attendance drop of maybe 5%, not quite 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And I do also believe that we had many attendees just leave earlier, come earlier, stay a shorter period of time, and leave earlier. And, you know, we can only suspect that that's just an impact on of the economy and how we're all trying to spend smartly and conserve our travel and entertainment dollars as best we can.
Yeah, well, it could be the economy, or it could have been the weather. You know, we had some issues with our editors actually making it to Chicago with all those tornadoes that happened on Sunday, so that might have been a factor.
You know, that's true. I heard there were an awful lot of folks out of Canada that just had grave difficulty making it, and in fact turned around and just couldn't come. So, yeah, I think the weather was a big impact as well.
All right, Melissa, I appreciate it. We've been talking to Melissa Nuevez. She's the Antron brand manager with Invista, and this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.